We're on the record, and you can go if you want.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We are on the record in Sumas Municipal Court. Today's date is January 3rd, 2017, and this is the in-custody calendar. We'll be switching off between Sumas, Blaine, and Bellingham courts this morning. We'll start with Sumas. Todd Bronco, 7Z0050805. Come on up to the podium, sir. And this is an arraignment, correct, Mr. Wright?
It is, Your Honor.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Bronco. This is your arraignment. This is the time to hear the charge or charges against you, as well as the potential consequences of entering a plea, after which time you'll be asked to either plead guilty or not guilty. By entering and maintaining a plea of not guilty, you preserve all of the rights you have. If you plead guilty, you give up those rights. Your sentence based on the police reports and the matter will become final. And here we go. It looks like you reviewed an advice of rights form. Is that your signature, sir?
Yes, sir.
Did you have any questions about those rights?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you've been charged with malicious mischief in the third degree domestic violence. That's a gross misdemeanor punishable up to 364 days in jail and up to a $5,000 fine. In addition, there could be collateral consequences regarding the domestic violence charge, including immigration and or gun rights ownership. Do you have any questions about that? About the charge? To the charge of malicious mischief in the third degree, how do you plead? Not guilty plea will be entered.
Dakota?
And Mr. Wright, I have been handed up a probable cause summary. It's for event 17-000002. I do find probable cause to support the charge of malicious mischief in the third degree based on the reports. Mr. Wright, what's the city seeking as far as release conditions?
Your Honor, there's some history of alcohol use. There's also a history of a prior malicious mischief DD charge. It was amended to malicious mischief. Based on those charges, Your Honor, I guess we're going to ask for pretrial monitoring in this case. No alcohol or illegal drug use. We're going to be asking for no contact order, good behavior, whatever testing probation term deems appropriate to ensure compliance with the conditions of release.
Okay. And is the city seeking bail at this time?
I don't have a lot of history on the defendant, Your Honor. It doesn't appear from looking at his record that he has any warrant history that I noticed. So I guess we should be able to be released on his own cognizance at this time.
Okay.
Those pre-trial conditions.
And is there anything that you wanted to say as far as your release? I do want to caution you not to say anything about the underlying charge, but
just that I appreciate it in terms of my employment.
Okay. And will you be applying, hiring an attorney representing yourself or applying for a public defender?
Probably try to apply for a public defender.
Okay. Get a out of custody date for pretrial.
So the 12th, January 12th.
1:30.
1:30. Thank you.
Thank you. not guilty plea was entered. I did find probable cause to support the charge. I am going to release you on your personal recognizance. It doesn't look like you have any warrant history. I am a little concerned with the prior offense. It looks like out of 08, that's looks like similar in nature, but based on your appearance history, I am going to CR you at this time. With that said, there are certain conditions of release. Those are that you conduct yourself as a law-abiding citizen, have no new criminal law violations. You're not to approach or communicate with directly or indirectly with the victim in this case, alleged victim in this case, not possess firearms, ammunition, or components thereof, surrender any deadly weapons, not drive a motor vehicle unless you're validly licensed with proof of insurance, and you are to be monitored by probation based on the...
Is the court going to prohibit the use of alcohol or illegal?
I am, yeah. I'm going to skip back up there to that.
I haven't checked that box, Sean. We would be asking for it.
So you're also to not consume any intoxicants of any kind, intoxicants medications with alcoholic content or unprescribed medication of any kind at any time. You're not to frequent places whose primary business is the sale or consumption of alcohol, and you submit to UAs or breath tests as requested by probation. I'm doing that based on the history of alcohol being involved in the underlying allegations and the fact that I think it's a less restrictive way to monitor you and maintain community safety without imposing bail. Do you understand those conditions? Okay. In addition to those, I'm also signing a no-contact order, and that prohibits you from coming within 1,000 feet of the alleged victim's residence, school, workplace, or person, wherever she may be.
Was it 500 feet, Your Honor, or 1,000 feet?
500 is what you checked.
Okay.
Would you?
No, that was what I intended. Okay. I thought you said 1,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, maybe I did. I'm used to 1,000 on these, so I could have said 1,000. But that does prohibit you from coming within 500 feet of the protected party. You can set up a civil standby with law enforcement if you need to pick up undisputed items from the location. Do you have any questions about that no-contact order?
I suppose how to set up a civil...
Yeah, you'll want to contact the Sumas Police Department to set that up, okay? Finally, do you understand that any violation of this order could result in a new criminal offense?
Yeah. Yes,
so I'm going to have you sign both the order on pretrial release as well as the no contact order. That order on pretrial release will also serve as your promise to appear at the next court date on January 12th. The alleged victim in the case. However, you are to have no contact with her, so at this point you need to be very, can't give you legal advice, but very cautious as far as how you're going to deal with...
It does have that whole provision.
It does have the... yeah, let me read you the provision with the kids. So the provision in question, the parties affected by this order have children in common, and the court hereby orders that any exchange of said children for the purpose of court-related or mutually agreed upon child visitation shall be arranged through a third party. The defendant shall not be present at the same time as the protected party during the exchange, and the conditions regarding child visitation shall apply to the conduct of the defendant only, whereas they are consistent with other court orders. So do you understand that? It needs to be set up by a third party, and you're not to be present at the same time as the alleged victim?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
What would be my, what would I do if the victim were to contact me?
Well, all I can say is this prohibits any contact, so you need to cease that contact immediately.
Would I notify
It doesn't prohibit her from doing anything, but you need to cease any contact immediately.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
So the other thing that I, you know, I can't really give legal advice, so but you have indicated that you'd like to apply for a public defender. I would suggest you do that immediately. I don't know if they'll review you before you're released from jail today. If not, I'm sure you can go over to the Sumas court, apply for a public defender there. If you are appointed a public defender, they'll be able to answer a lot more questions than I can, specific legal advice. All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Mr. Cronje, they can do that right now.
Oh, excellent. So it looks like you will be reviewed for a public defender before you leave today. Thank you, Mr. Wright.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm ready, Your Honor.
Okay.
We'd like to call a matter of City of Blaine versus Catherine McFarland.
All right, this is 7Z0111742. Give me just a moment to switch my calendar here.
You can keep that, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, and this is another arraignment, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
This is an arraignment. Ms. McFarland was booked last night on a charge of domestic violence assault. Yesterday, the police were dispatched to a physical domestic that was occurring at Yorkie's gas station at 1307 Baldwin Street, which is within the city limits of Blaine, Washington.
Oh, I have not sworn you in, but...
Oh, no, I have not.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do, Your Honor, okay. And I do so for the statements I just recited as well.
All right.
The victim, who is the boyfriend of the defendant here over the last year, they were driving to a house in Blaine when he found a meth pipe in the car. The two started arguing about it. While driving through town, the defendant threw the pipe outside. The two parked the Yorkie's gas station and continued arguing. The victim told the defendant to get out of the car. He wanted nothing to do with her, so he came right and started yelling and grabbed him by the neck and started hitting him in the back of his head. He was in the driver. The victim was in the driver's seat, and the defendant was sitting behind him. There were scratch marks observed on his neck and on his hand. When he tried to push her away from him, he said she scratched his hand as well. So that's sufficient for probable cause, Your Honor. Ms. McFarlane has minimal, if no criminal history whatsoever, except for some civil moving violations. So we are asking for the court to release her on her personal recognizance, but to put a domestic violence protection order in place to have her commit new criminal violations, for her to appear at court, for her not to approach the victim or talk to the victim, and to be monitored by probation. And I have proposed orders here.
All right, thank you. All right, for the record, I do find probable cause to support the charge, and also for the record, I did review the probable cause statement myself as well in its entirety this morning. All right, Ms. McFarland, you are here for a arraignment. That's the time that you hear the charge or charges against you and have the opportunity to plead either guilty or not guilty. I'm sure you heard me go over that earlier with the previous gentleman, is that correct?
I came in a little bit earlier than...
Okay. So you may have missed that. At arraignment, if you plead not guilty, you preserve all of the rights that you have. By pleading guilty, you give up those rights, you're sentenced based on the police reports, and the matter becomes final here today. If you plead not guilty, you have all of the rights that you went over, it looks like, on your statement of defendant's rights at arraignment. Is that your signature?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any questions about those rights?
No.
Okay. So are you prepared this morning to enter a plea to the charge? Before we get there, I also didn't say assault in the fourth degree domestic violence is a gross misdemeanor punishable by up to 364 days in jail and up to a $5,000 fine. In addition, because it's charged with domestic violence, there could be collateral consequences, including immigration and for firearm ownership. prohibitions. So at this time, are you prepared to enter a plea to the charge of assault in fourth degree domestic violence?
No.
Okay. You can always change your mind at a later date. If you enter a not guilty plea now, you can always change that plea at a later date. So since I'm getting
after I like speak with a lawyer, I can do that?
Yes. So at this point, I will enter a not guilty plea. And are you going to be hiring an attorney representing yourself, or would you like to apply for a public defender? All right. Based on the lack of criminal history, I am going to release you on your personal recognizance at this time. However, there will be conditions on release. And those include that you conduct yourself as a law-abiding citizen, you have no new criminal charges, you submit to UAs or breath tests as requested by probation. I'm doing so based on the indication that there was a meth pipe in the vehicle, that you not approach the or communicate directly or indirectly with the alleged victim in this case, and that you not drive a motor vehicle without a valid license or proof of insurance. You're also to be monitored by probation, and you need to report immediately to probation upon your release. So it's next door on the fourth floor, all right? So be sure to check in with district court probation before you leave today. In addition to those conditions, I'm signing a separate domestic violence no contact order. This does protect the alleged victim in this case and prohibits you from coming coming within 500 feet of the person's residence, school, place of employment, daycare, vehicle, person, or wherever he may be. Do you understand that any violation of this order could result in a new criminal offense? Okay. I will sign. Check. I am going to check the firearm box in both the pretrial release and the no contact order as well. You're to surrender any firearms or dangerous weapons to local law enforcement. You're not to possess any firearms while this matter is pending. Additionally, if there are undisputed property items at the protected person's residence, you may be able to set up a civil standby with law enforcement. I'll go ahead and check that box as well if that comes up. You would have to contact the Blaine Police Department in order to set that up. Do you have any questions about that order? All right, your next court date?
Let's go with January 18th. At 9 a.m.
Your next court date will be January 18th at 9 a.m. I'm going to have you sign sign the no contact order as well as the pretrial release conditions order, which will also serve as your promise to appear at that next court date.
Your Honor, and in line with what you just said, I then produced an order to, thanks to the clerk, I produced an order to surrender weapons as well.
Great. Thank you. I will sign that order as well.
Hold on that one second. Never sign that one, Your Honor. Thank you.
Nope, sorry.
Go back to this one and check the PR box because I don't believe we were setting bail on it.
I don't think I did on this last one. I think I'll need to sign. sign, check the PR box on the other one as well.
No.
The last case.
Bronco?
Yeah.
We'll do that downstairs because I think he took it already. So
okay.
We'll make sure that you got it all.
Yeah.
We need to check the PR box on that. At least for your copy, so you'll.
This. I didn't check it on the slip.
And there's his copy.
And her public defender, I'll need this.
The other thing I didn't check was PC on this.
Can you note it?
Is it okay on the yellow copy here?
Yeah, on the yellow copy, and then we'll make sure that it's.
I did say it on the record, but I did not.
You did say it on the record.
I didn't, so.
Good.
That one. That's the inmate copy there.
Oh, yeah.
So we see the PR, I guess, marked up there.
Yeah, thank you. Too many different kinds of forms.
You think you got it all, and then there's a new one.
Yeah.
I think that's it for us. No, don't worry about it. It was one that was PR'd and he's on the calendar for tomorrow. I just put him on both just in case.
Okay.
Madam Clerk, should we get her copies?